This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. It's been a cold and wet winter, and the wet part is good, right? I mean, if you think that wet is good, then you probably have lived in the borderlands for a while. Native or naturalized humans in the borderlands like wet. But cold, that's another thing, okay? Most of us native or naturalized humans, I fall under the latter, get tired of cold quickly, and it has been a cold winter. Those of us that take the time to compare our notes from along the Arizona-Sonora border agree it's been a cold winter. A good indication of a cold winter is the amount of wood you might burn in your wood stove, and Ms. Mesquite and I have a wood stove, and we have definitely been cranking through the wood. Someday, I swear, I can't get our home warm, especially on overcast days. I mean, you don't get the wet of winter on sunny days, so no sun shining through windows, and I have a chilly house, right? But hey, days are getting mercifully longer, and recently temperatures have been rising. But I got to tell you, I so enjoy getting firewood up in the hills. It's not like we can't get all the mesquite we want off our own place, but going into the hills for wood is fun. You know, the fall and winter, for me, it's like hunting and gathering time. Hunt deer, hunt a Christmas tree, hunt firewood, and throw in some opportunistic seed gathering, and you've got fall, winter, hunt and gather. The firewood we collect is dead and down, and over the last few years, thanks to fire and drought, we can also get dead and standing. And there's a lot of both. Ironically, we gather dead oak where 25 years ago I gathered acorns for large contract grows that I was doing for like the government, U.S. Forest Service, that kind of thing. That oak is so beautiful, and sometimes when I'm chopping it up, big chunks with swirling grains will come off, and I just can't bring myself to burn them, right? And then logs, some of the logs are hollow, and when I split them, it reveals, you know, a maze of nooks and crannies, tiny crevices. One day, I found four small ornate lizards wedged into small cracks in the wood. I gently removed them and tucked them under an old board out in the sun. I find praying mantid egg casings, rodent nests, rodent stashes. I find a lot of that yellow fruit of the silverleaf nightshade. I think it's Solanum eleagnifolium, tucked away. I'm sure it's for the seed. So wood chopping, you know, is sort of fun, and the dogs Tutu and Farley observe from a safe distance. But sometimes when I'm peering into a split log, Farley will wander over and remind me that a walk would be nice. So work stops. And a local man with dogs heads to the riparian corridor of the Ojolote. You almost always walk through a large stand of dock on this one sandy bank, right? A thick, curly green leaves emerge from tuberous roots out onto that sandy bank. Rumex, Rumex, Hymenocephalus, dock, sometimes called sorrel, sometimes called Cana agria. Agria, that's it, Cana agria. I think I got it right. It just means sour cane, and all of this, all parts of this plant are sour, this dock. Rumex is the genus. It's an old Latin name. Rumex sounds like a product. Dry Petey Mesquite's Rumex. Take Rumex in the morning. The species, a specific epithet, Hymenocephalus membranus sepals. Rumex is in the buckwheat family, Pelargoniaceae. My old Arizona flora cites 14 species, three of which are introduced. Another common name for this plant, this particular one, is wild rhubarb. So, must be edible. Yeah. So I pulled a favorite book, Edible Plants of the Sonoran Desert by Wendy Hodgson, off the shelf to read about indigenous folks preparing and eating the leaves and the stems of Rumex, Hymenocephalus. The roots are so rich in tannins that for centuries in Mexico, the roots were used for tanning hides. It's not cool. And even here in America, some research was done on growing it for tannin. Pretty cool. Take Rumex in the morning for that tan look. Tan my hide with Petey Mesquite's Rumex Hymenocephalus. Jeez. Anyway, Hymenocephalus, Rumex Hymenocephalus, is an early spring bloomer, so soon a 1-foot-tall stalk with tiny green flowers, and the whole thing, fruit, sepals, everything, turn red, so a cool red stalks above curly green leaves in sandy soil near the banks of the Ojolote. Native plants are so fun, are so cool. They are beautiful, too. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.